Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Heavenly Father in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this beautiful day. We thank you for the blessings of life. We thank you for the rewards that you're going to give those of us that will be obedient and serve you. And Lord, we praise you as the word goes out today. I ask you to bless everyone as they hear your word, that they may be a better Christian after today than they were yesterday. Father, thank you for the word. In Jesus' name, amen. In this series, about when we're talking about how to walk in divine health is one of the rewards while you're on earth of being an obedient Christian. And if you're not obedient while you're here to do everything God says, it will be impossible for you to walk in divine health. He has a set of requirements for us to walk in. And when you read this book, you'll find out they're pretty tough. But they are an obtainable goal. So as we walk in that, and this magnificent being, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords and God of Gods, Jesus Christ, the King, the God of the universe, and the God of this magnificent church that we serve, he is so awesome beyond our wildest dreams. He says in 2 Corinthians 5:10 that for we must all the Christians, we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive, in other words, his rewards for the things done in his body while we're here on earth, according to that he has done, whether it be good or bad. In other words, if you've been good and done good things for the Lord after you become a Christian, you will receive rewards. If you do bad things, you will not receive rewards. In fact, if you don't repent when you commit a sin on the earth, it will bring all kinds of condemnation to you here on this earth. Now, I realize a lot of people say that in Romans chapter 8, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ. But that's not what it says. It says there's no condemnation to them which are in Christ who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So if you're walking according to the Spirit, then you will heed the Word of God, because the Word of God is spiritual law. And it is the law of the Spirit. And so when you read the Word of God and you adhere to it and do what it says, then you'll be blessed while you're here on earth. And one of those blessings is divine health. So that is the major secret behind divine health, is walking in obedience to the Word of God, doing everything the Word says. Now, you will not be able to do everything it says unless you read it diligently every day. You'll have to spend time with God seeking out his word. Now, if you do, then he will bless you with health, long life, prosperity, and all those wonderful things while you're here on earth. Because he promises he will do that to the obedient Christians. Now then, because the Lord has paid the price for our sins, the issue at this judgment seat is not punishment, but rewards. But many of us will receive rewards and many of us will not. Now then, I'm going to go over a little bit again of this scripture in Matthew 25 that I started on with the last session. For the king, in Matthew 25:14, for the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country and who calls his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. Now this is what Jesus did when he left here 2,000 years ago. He left his goods with us, the church. And he told us to go out and do things. He said, go make disciples. He told us to go cast out demons. He told us to go heal the sick. He told us to do a lot of things. And if you do those things and are obedient to do what he says, then there will be great rewards. And he gave unto one 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, and to every man according to his several abilities. So see, we're not all equal. Some people will have greater gifts and talents on earth than others. So when you see someone that can't do what you can do, whatever you do, don't make fun of them, because you need to be thankful that he has given you some great gifts. He has given me lots of gifts, lots of talents, and I am extremely grateful for all of them. I try to go through every day with no grumbling and complaining whatsoever, because I know one of the requirements under the new covenant is no grumbling. Do all things, Philippians 2:14, without grumbling or murmuring. So I want to be able to do that, because I have learned that if I grumble, I am breaking one of his requirements under the new covenant, and it will bring sickness and disease to my life. Now, somebody said, well, surely grumbling and complaining won't bring sickness to you. Yes, that's the rewards for not grumbling and complaining is no sickness and disease, no pain and no torment. Whereas the consequences of grumbling and complaining, since he said in Philippians 2:14, do all things without grumbling and complaining, when you do that, then you are blessed with some rewards here on earth, which is no sickness and no disease. Now, but this group of men, three servants that had taken these talents, the one that had five went and traded with the five, and he made five others. And it says, and likewise, he that received the two, he also gained other two. But he that had received the one talent, he went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh. Now, it's been a long time. As far as I'm concerned, 2,000 years is a long time. But I believe the coming of our King is right at the door. I don't know how close, but it may come before you hear this show. He may not tarry that long, but you may get to hear this show. If you do, well, when you hear this, make sure you've repented of all your sins and start doing something with the talents he has given you. Then he says, but this one, after a long time, the Lord of those servants came and he reckoned with them. And so he that had received five talents came and brought other five talents, saying, Lord, you delivered unto me five talents. Behold, I have gained beside them five more talents. And his Lord said unto him, well done. Now, that's what all of us want to hear the Lord say to us. We want to hear him say, well done. But his Lord said unto him, well done, you good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of your Lord. Now, here's one of the servants that's going to get to enter into the joy of his Lord. Now, many Christians will get to enter into that joy, but many will not. And it will be totally dependent upon your willingness to do what he said and to do something with the gifts and talents he's given you while you're here on this earth. And verse 22 said, he also that had received two talents came and said, Lord, you delivered under me two talents. Behold, I have gained two other talents beside them. And his Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Now, so far, two out of three of these men have had well done. Now, they've had different talents, different gifts. One of them had five, one of them had two, but they both did what they could with what they had. They'd done something. And for both of those people, the Lord says, well done, and they both got to be put over many things. They were made rulers over many things, and they both got to come in and receive these great and wonderful rewards and enter into the joy of the Lord. And in verse 24, he says, then he which had received the one talent, he came and said, Lord, I knew that you were a hard man, and you reap where you did not sow, and you gathered where you had not strown. And I was afraid, and I went and I hid your talent or your money in the earth. Lo, there thou hast what is yours. In other words, he went and dug up the one talent and gave it back to him. All this time, he just took it and dug a hole in the ground, put it in a bucket or a can and covered it up and said, I'm not going to do anything with it. I don't want to lose it. I want to make sure it's there so I can give him back the one when he comes back. Didn't do nothing. Let's see what happened to this servant. His Lord answered and said unto him, now listen at this, is a completely different statement made here. you wicked and slothful servant. You knew that I was a hard man. You knew I reap where I sowed not, and you gathered where I have not strown. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, or put in the bank. And then at my coming, I should have received mine own with usury, or interest. At least I would have gained something. In verse 28, it's scary. He says, take therefore the talent from him, take what he has, and give it to him which hath ten. What? Give it to the one that has the most. Why do you think the Lord says that? Because at least that guy's going to do something with it. He's not going to let it do nothing. He says, for unto everyone that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. You know, that's kind of scary, isn't it? You do not want to be that servant. It says here that this guy, he was called a wicked and slothful servant, and he was cast into outer darkness where there was weeping and gnashing of teeth. What are you going to do with what God's given you? You're going to lay at home and watch television and do nothing? You're going to study the Word of God? You're going to go to church? You're going to go out and lead somebody to Christ? You're going to go out and cook somebody a cake? You're going to go out and have somebody work on their car? What are you going to do? Are you going to do something in the name of Jesus? Now, when you do something, it don't do any good to do things if you don't do it in the name of Jesus. You go out and do it for yourself, it's not going to reap you any rewards, or you're not going to get to enter into the joy of your Lord. You need to do everything you do in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Now, some Christians will lay up for themselves good things, and some will not. In 1 Timothy 6:17, let's see what that says. 1 Timothy 6:17 says, charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who gives us richly all things to enjoy. The King gives us all things. He gives us richly all things to enjoy. Somebody said, well, I'm not very rich. I don't have anything. Well, maybe you're not doing what the Lord says. Verse 18 says in 1 Timothy 6:18, that they do good, and that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate.
These teachings can be yours free and postpaid. Call us at 940-242-2106. Or contact us on the web at www.tlsm.org. TLSM.org. Remember, they're free and postpaid. Jesus is Lord.